Hi, and welcome to this podcast with Blue Lotus Yoga and me, Jill Amerson. So this podcast was recorded a few days before the summer solstice, the tipping point in the year where we have way more light here in the Northern Hemisphere, the most light that we get throughout the year. So this 90-minute steady vinyasa practice is about stimulating the Agni, the transformational fire around the solar plexus, Manipura chakra region that ignites our heart flame. So we'll be offering up to the fire anything that is no longer useful or of service to us so that we move into the new cycle with clear vision and insight. So Agni governs the energy channels that move upwards to the eyes. So we provide clearer intuitive vision as we move into this next cycle. Agni is not only the inner fire, but also the deity whose job is as a messenger between the earth and the heavens, humanity and divinity. And interestingly, Agni's wife is known as Swaha. So Swaha means offering up. So we'll be doing lots of Swaha, offering up all that stuff that we don't want to carry with us. So the tantrics believe that the Surya energy, the solar energy, rests in the solar plexus, in between the earth of the lower chakras and the heavens of the upper chakras. So just as metaphorically, Agni, the deity, moves between humanity and divinity and lives around the third and fourth chakra in and around the heart space, so sitting right in the center. So you might need a block for this practice, so grab one if you need one, then come find a comfortable seat and enjoy your practice. As usual, please do connect with me, give me any feedback you like on Facebook with Blue Lotus with Jill Amerson, or you can tweet me or Instagram with me at Yoga Jilly. So wishing you much love and light in this transformative period. Namaste. And as you start to focus your attention inwards, you can just begin to feel into your body and notice all the sensations that are present right now, evening out your weight across your seat, so you're not pitching too far forwards nor tucking your tail and leaning back. See if you can spread the weight evenly through left and right sitting bone. And then lengthening upwards, particularly lifting up the back of the heart and the hind skull, as you draw the sides of your waist and the sides of your throat slightly back, the tips of your ears hovering right over the center of your sitting bones. And then as you begin to notice the sensations in your body, just noticing what sensations are present for you right now. It might be something overall, like I feel really settled tonight, or it might be something way more specific, like my right hip feels really sensitive. So just taking into account and checking in with all the different corners of your body and noticing the feelings without trying to change them, fix them, or judge them. Then feeling your breath. Noticing the way that the breath enters and leaves the body through the nostrils. If it's a peaceful, easy, rhythmic flow, or if it feels a little bit jittery or jerky. And then as you watch the rhythm of your breath, as you breathe in through the crown of the head all the way down into the earthy base of your torso, and as you breathe out from your base all the way up and out of the crown of the head, breathing in down to your foundation and breathing out up and out. And you might remember from a few weeks ago we were using the mantra Swaha as we were breathing in this way, and interestingly Agni's wife is called Swaha. So whenever we enter the fire, we can use Swaha as our little mantra, offering into the fire all the things from the last 6 months that are no longer useful, that of pain maybe served their purpose and served us well, but now are no longer supporting our own health and well-being optimally. So as you follow your breath in that way, let's just take our left hand and take the left fingertips down onto the floor. And let's take our right hand up towards the sky. So we're connecting to the earth, we're connecting to the sun and the heavens above us, and drawing the sun down into the heart flame. Just like Agni moved between the heavens and the earth as a little messenger, and Agni resting in our solar plexus, we too are drawing that solar energy right into the heart flame. Agni, the fire, resting within our center. Let's bring our hands together in union at the heart center. And as an offering through our hands and from our heart space, just contemplating for a moment anything that is no longer useful or of service to you. Maybe it's a particular relationship. Maybe it's a situation in your home life or your work life. Maybe it's a quality that you found yourself embodying that is no longer really helping you to live healthily and fully. And then just contemplating that and letting every breath, every movement of our practice tonight be an offering to that intention and into the fire of your heart flame, so that we say swaha and offer it up, so that we clear the pathway physically and energetically to take ourselves forwards into this new cycle with clearer insight and vision. Let's bring the hands back down onto the lap, and in honor of the sun, we'll just chant together the Gayatri Mantra, which is a prayer to the sun that's really in some of the very ancient texts, the very oldest Vedas, that ask that the radiance of the sun illuminate our hearts and minds and guide us onwards with clarity of vision. So we'll do a little call and response. Om Bhuvasvaha. So your turn. Om Bhuvasvaha. Sattavitovareiniyam. Sattavitovareiniyam. Bhago Devasya Dhimahi, Bhago Devasya Dhimahi, Diyo Yo Prachodayat, Diyo Yo Prachodayat. And we'll do it again, call and response. Om Bhuvasvaha. Om Bhuvasvaha. Tat Savitavareiniyam. Tat Savitavareiniyam. Bhago Devasya Dhimahi. Bhago Devasya Dhimahi. Diyo Yo Prachodayat. Diyo Yo Prachodayat. Om Bhuvasvaha. Om Bhuvasvaha. Tat Savitavareiniyam. Tat Savitavareiniyam. Bhago Devasya Dhimahi. Bhagodevasya dhimahi dhiyo yo prachodayat. Dhiyo yo prachodayat. And all together, just one time with three Om's at the end. Om Bhuvasvaha Tat Savitavareniyam Bhagodevasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yo Prachodayat. As you next inhale, let's circle the arms around and up to the heavens, bringing the hands together in prayer, and exhale and drawing that offering, our intention, all the way down into our heart fire. Swaha, offering it up. Let's tip the chin down to the chest, blink open the eyes. Release the hands to your sides and extend your legs out in front of you. Give the legs a little bounce around. And we're going to start our practice by cultivating a little bit of stoking of our fire center with two rounds of Kapalabhati. So ideally, if you can kneel and be in Vajrasana with your sitting bones onto your heels, then come into this position. Maybe you might need a little spacer block between your butt and your heels to take any weight out of your knees. And obviously, if that is not great on your knees, any other sitting position that feels good for you is just fine. So sitting with your spine tall, and I know maybe the pollen count is a little bit high tonight, so if you need to give your nose a bit of a blow before we enter the practice of Kapalabhati, then do. So Kapalabhati is, of course, the skull shining breath, where we're using the pumping action to draw energy upwards to sweep out the cobwebs from the mind. So we're using a very passive inhalation, very forceful exhalation. So let's let the hands rest onto your lap. Broaden your collarbones, soften the tips of your shoulder blades down in your back, and keep your chin so it's parallel to the floor, the spine long, the throat soft. And then as you next inhale, let's breathe in through the nose and feel the belly expand forwards. And breathe out through your nose, feel your belly drawing back towards your spine. Breathing in and breathing in halfway, bless you, and beginning Kapalabhati. Inhale, take the arms around to the side, hold the breath, lock the chin down to the chest. And then exhale, letting the arms come forward, pouring out, letting go of any of that stuck or stagnant energy. And then preparing for round two. So you can keep your eyes open or closed. And if you want to develop that clarity of vision, you can take your arms out like a Y shape from your shoulders. So your thumbs are kind of in your peripheral vision, and you're looking at your thumbs as you practice. So hands can rest on your lap, on your belly, or out ahead. Taking a full breath in and emptying out completely. Breathing in and filling up halfway and begin. Inhale, take the arms up, lock the chin down. Jal and Dara Banda, just sealing that vibrancy, that radiance in to the sun fire center around the solar plexus. And then as you exhale, let's release the arms down, pouring out, sweeping out. And relax the hands onto your lap. Just take a moment to let the energy settle. Can close your eyes, just feel the space around your heart. And then let's come all the way forwards into downward facing dog. So if you want to come onto all fours first and just give your toes a wiggle or your ankles a circle, then that's great too. And just making your way into downward facing dog. Using your hands to press the floor down through the finger pads and your knuckles. Sucking up through the heart of the palm, into the heart of the shoulder, and hugging your forearms towards each other strongly as you hold a little imaginary pencil in your armpits and draw the tips of the shoulders up into the back of your heart. Press your heels back and down. And as your heels are pressing back and down, just checking in that your heels are descending behind the horizon of your mat, that your feet aren't pivoting, swiveling in or out. And taking a couple of clear, expansive breaths there to fan the flame of the fire around the solar plexus. And as you press your heels back and down, feel like you're trying to lift all 10 toes up away from the floor, so the muscles begin to hug the bones on the legs, and also that you're pressing the feet away from each other without pivoting on the balls of your feet though, just to start to engage the stabilizing muscles and the outer hips. Taking one more breath here, breathing in. And as you breathe out, let's come down onto all fours. As you inhale, let's take the right leg straight back behind you. Toes and kneecap point down, the heel about hip height. Plug the shoulders in and move the heart forwards. Lift the lower belly in and up. And as you exhale, round in, nose and knee towards each other. Inhale, extend the leg back. Good. Lifting from the inner thigh rather than the outer hip. And exhale and rounding in. Inhale, extend the leg back. Point the toes down, kneecap down. And exhale and rounding in. Lift the belly in and up. Inhale, extend the leg back. Stay there. Keep the belly lifted. And walk your left fingers out like a little spider hand out ahead of you. Some friends can stay there. Some friends can bring the arm alongside the ear and spin the left thumb up towards the sky. Stretching your heel and your fingertips away from each other, looking slightly forwards beyond the front edge of your mat, and really finding the space along that diagonal line across the back of your heart. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, let's bring the knee and the hand back down. As you next inhale, let's take the left leg and take it back. Good, lift from the inner thigh, not lifting the outer hip too much. And exhale and drawing in nose and knee. Inhale, extend heart and heel away from each other. And exhale and rounding in. Inhale and extend. And exhale and drawing the belly in and up as you round. Inhale, extend the leg back, leave it there, toes point down. Try to have your heel about hip height, doesn't need to be up any higher.
And then walk your right fingers forward. Lift the lower belly in and up. And then when you're stable, you can bring the arm alongside your ear, spin the thumb to the sky. And stretch in that diagonal line, really opening the space across the heart and the mind, looking slightly forwards. That's it. So the neck is nice and soft. Inhale there, and as you exhale, let's release hands and knee to the floor. Tuck under your toes and back to downward facing dog. Take a little pedaling dog now, releasing one heel towards the mat as the other leg straightens, but nice and slowly, so that you're really aware of the rolling action of your feet as you're pedaling. Good. Great. Keeping the internal gaze towards the heart center. As you next inhale, let's draw forwards to the top of a push-up, bringing your shoulders over your wrists, lifting the sides of your waist away from the floor so they're nice and full, and plugging those imaginary pencils in your armpits. Good. So lifting the front of your thighs up away from the floor and lengthening your tailbone towards your heels. Good. And plug in here. That's it. Take the shoulders back. That's it. Plug in. That's it. Good. And then you're going to take your right arm and take your right arm forwards alongside the ear. Spin the thumb to the sky. And then take the hand down. Surprise. And then take the left arm out, spin the thumb up. Yes, if you can do both arms at the same time, levitate away. Let's take right arm back out. Good. Take it down. Left arm. Take it down. Pitch off your toes. Remember our chaturanga, broad heart, lowering all the way down onto your belly. Point your toes, click the toenails down, lift the heads of the arm bones and feel like you're lengthening your tail and your hips back to your heels as you stretch your heart forwards and rise into a nice soft cobra. Breathe into the back of your heart with an inhale and exhale, let's take it back down to the earth. Take your hands off your mat now and come up onto tented fingers, little spider hands with the wrists underneath the elbows. Take the heads of the arm bones away from the floor. Keep the legs strong, the hips going back as you inhale and bring the heart forwards, opening the heart fire. And exhale and lower. Let's interlace the hands behind your lower back now. Doesn't matter if heels of the hands are together or apart, but lift the heads of the arm bones and point your elbows to the sky and hug your shoulders onto your back. And then keep your toenails clicking down. And as you inhale, lift the heart, lift the arms, and reach your knuckles towards your heels. Straighten the arms, straight back. Good. Good. Lengthen through the crown. And as you exhale, let's lower all the way back down. Great. Hands alongside the chest. Press the floor away and press up into downward facing dog. As you inhale, let's take right leg to the sky. And open it out into lamppost dog, bringing the heel towards your left sitting bone, but without your left hip rolling forwards and in. Keep tucking that outer left hip back. Great. Spread open the sole of your right foot. Inhale there. And as you exhale, step your right foot forwards, all the way forwards between your hands. Making sure that your back knee is behind your hip. So if it's directly underneath your left hip, see if you can take it back a little bit. Scoot it to the back of your mat. Let's turn the right toes, right knee out to the side. Lean out onto your left hand with your hand just slightly off your mat. Press the floor away and plug that left shoulder in as you take your right hand to your knee. Draw the lower belly in and up. Take the sides of the waist and the throat back. And begin to twist open to your right. You can take your right hand up to the sky and just enjoy that full expansion across the heart flame. Or you can reach your right hand all the way back onto your left thigh. Good. And breathe. Take an in-breath there, bless you. And as you exhale, let's release the hand to the floor and again. And let's step back into downward facing dog. Good. Same opening on the other side. So let's take left leg to the sky and open it out into lamppost dog. Just watch for that right hip. It's going to really want to swing forward. So keep tucking the outer hip back. Good. Spreading open the thigh. And then stepping your foot all the way forwards between your hands. Lower the back knee down. Scoot the back knee back a bit if you've got a 90 degree angle. So your pelvis can come forwards like you're bringing left sitting bone towards left heel. And then turn your left toes, left knee out. Make sure your knee's tracking your toes. Lean out onto your right hand. Plug the right shoulder in. Left hand to left knee. Lower belly draws back. Sides of the waist, sides of the neck back. Begin to twist open to your left. You can stay right there or enjoy that one big expansion as you reach up to the heavens through your left fingertips. Or you can open the heart a little bit more by reaching back and finding the back of your right thigh with your left hand. Lovely. Soft jaw, soft gaze, breathing in. And as you breathe out, let's unravel that little monkey twist and come back around to downward facing. So in our downward facing dog, let's keep the forearms really hugging in. Good. And begin to wrap the triceps around and underneath back towards your armpit. Good, lovely looking downward dogs, everybody. We're going to walk from here back into Malasana, a yogic squat. So let's turn our toes out and spin the heels in and walk your hands back towards your feet and come to the back of your mat into a little yogic squat. So my friends whose heels don't yet quite touch the floor, take your block underneath your heels or your blanket so that you can really let the heels press down onto something. That will help the femurs dive into the hip sockets a little bit more and take the pressure off the knees. And if anybody's knees are not liking a full squat, you could always sit onto your block and take your feet wider than your mat and still have the same squat, but just no pressure onto your knees. So whatever is happening in your squat, just making sure your knees are going in the same direction as your toes. And then bring your hands into Anjali Mudra in front of the heart. The elbows on the insides of your knees. And then you're going to press the heels of your hands together and press them down. So you make a straight line from your wrist to your elbow. And then that little bit of leverage just helps you to find some space in the inner thighs, inner groins. The inner knees rolling back. Lengthen your tail down and lift up your heart fire up to meet your thumbs. Lengthen through the crown of the head. You can take a little sway there if you like, if you want a bit of space into your hips. And then we're going to turn it into a twist, a heart opening. So let's bring our right arm in front of the right shin, fingertips on the floor. And let's take the left arm up to the sky and look back at your left thumb. Notice that your right knee is probably, your left knee is probably going to collapse in towards the midline. Keep hugging it open away from the midline. Take an in-breath there and exhale, bring the hands back into the heart. And then twisting the other way, left hand out to the side. Let's take right arm around and up. Good. Keep the tail long, the heels grounded. The right inner knee opening back. And then bringing the hands together. Take an in-breath there. And as you exhale, let's bring the hands to the floor. Just be mindful if you're on a block, you might want to move that from underneath you so you don't tip forwards into a spontaneous little headstand. Let's bring the hands forwards onto the floor. Lift your hips up, spin your toes, your knees forward, and come onto an easy Uttanasana, forward fold. Knees are nice and soft, belly resting on your thighs. Hold on to opposite elbows. You're going to bend your right knee a little bit more and lean to that side as you straighten your left leg. And then bend your left knee, straighten your right and sway to the left. And just keep going back and forth, alternating. and you can make your swaying action more like an infinite symbol figure eight. So you're moving round gently as one leg straightens and one knee bends. So just really just letting gravity help you find some length in your spine. Really try to let your head relax and lengthen like a dangling ripe fruit so that you're not holding your head up. That can put a lot of strain onto the neck and the upper back muscles. So let gravity help you out with some space. Then you can sway yourself back into center. Knees can be bent or legs can be straight, but your fingertips are resting onto the floor. Little spider fingertips pressing down in front of your toes. Press down into the floor, and as you inhale, lengthen through the heart. Think cobra in your upper back. Plug the shoulders in, lift the lower belly. And exhale, unfold and bow in, the elbows bending back towards your shins as you bow into your heart fire. Inhale and coming up, halfway. And exhale, unfolding and bowing in. Inhale, pubic bone back, lower belly lifted as you go forwards. And exhale, unfold and bow in. Root down into the four corners of your feet, strong lifted knees as you inhale and rise all the way up, hinging from your hips, bless you. Reach up to the sky and exhale and bring the hands down into your heart space. You can take a little walk up to the top of your mat now. We're going to enter the fire a little bit more. We're going to take Agni Namaskar. So an offering to the fire, every breath, every movement, our intention of course to let go of that stuff, to burn it up as we offer it up. And so we're going to offer it to the fire in this Agni Namaskar sequence. So feet side by side. Spread out your toes, finding Tadasana. Equal weight across the four corners of your feet. Lifting the kneecaps up and bringing the tail and the pubic bone towards each other. Rolling your inner thighs back so your sacrum is broad. Lifting up the back of the ribs, softening the armpits. And as you next inhale, let's sit down into Utkatasana, chair pose. Squeezing the knees and compacting the hips, so hugging the outer hips to the midline. Inhale there, and as you exhale, take the arms back to cactus arms. Inhale, rise on to the balls of the feet. And exhale, lower the heels, cactus arms. Inhale, balls of feet. And exhale, cactus arms. Once more, inhale and exhale. Keep the heels down this time. Inhale, sit down a little bit deeper. And exhale and swan dive over your legs. Empty your neck. Inhale and come up halfway. And step back into downward facing dog. Inhaling, and let's take right leg to the sky. And exhale, stepping your right foot forwards to the top of your mat. Lower your back knee down to the floor. So we're going to do a similar thing with the arms, and we're going to lift the leg at the same time. Now, if the leg business is too much for you, then you're just going to do the arm positioning, okay? So we'll just do the arm run through first. So as you inhale, lift the torso, reach the arms straight up, palms are facing, and exhale, take the arms out to cactus arms. So you're going to do four more like that. Otherwise, you tuck your back toes under, and as you inhale, the arms go up and lift the back knee, crescent lunge. And exhale, lower the knee, lower the arms to cactus arms. Inhale. And exhale. Inhale. And exhale. Last one. And exhale. Good. Inhale, coming up. Take the hands down. As you exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale, coming through to the top of a push-up. Exhale, lower your knees. Heart between the thumbs and chin. From your tucked under toes, press through and rise into cobra. Inhale, strong legs, toenails clicking down, point the toes, and exhale, downward facing dog. Good. Five full breaths here, breathing in and breathing out, using the strength of your hands and your legs, using the depth of the breath in Ujjayi Pranayama. So you're breathing in and out of your nostrils, but feel like you're breathing in and out of the pit of your throat. So the breath's a little bit more audible, and we begin to circulate the prana. We begin to circulate the agni, the fire, around the body a little bit more, making all of our cells tingle and glow with the radiant fire. Taking one more breath. And exhaling fully. As you next inhale, let's rise to the balls of the feet, look forward, step up to the top of the mat. Lengthen, exhale and fold. Inhale, sitting down into Utkatasana, chair pose. So squeeze the knees, compact the hips, so your butt isn't sticking out and your ribs aren't sticking forwards. As you compact the hips, the tail goes down, the sides of the waist go back. Inhale, rise onto the balls of the feet. Exhale, lower the heels, cactus arms. Inhale, Utkatasana, but on the balls. And exhale, lower the heels, cactus arms. Inhale, rise and exhale, squeeze the shoulder blades together. Inhale and rise. And exhale. Keep the heels down. Inhale, take the arms forwards. And exhale, swan dive over the legs. Inhale and come up halfway, stepping back, downward facing dog. As you inhale, left leg to the sky. And exhale, stepping your left foot forwards between the hands, lower the back knee down. Inhale, bringing the arms around and up. And exhale, cactus arms. Now your choice, we've got four more. You can invite the back leg in to the party or keep it down. Tuck the back toes under if you're coming up. Inhale, the arms go up. Crescent lunge, the back knee comes up. Exhale, lower the right knee, cactus arms. Inhale, rising. And exhale, and lower. Inhale. And exhale. Great. Inhale. And exhale. Inhale, the arms go up. And exhale, the hands down, either side of the front foot, downward facing dog. Inhale there, and as you exhale, knees, heart and chin onto the floor. Lift the heads of the elbows away from the floor. Inhale and rise to cobra, slithering through. Beautiful. And exhale, downward facing dog. Five, four breaths here. You could always come down, of course, child's pose, few cat-cows, whatever is going to work for you tonight, so don't overheat. Breathing in and breathing out. Hugging the muscles to the bones of the legs, spinning the inner thighs back, resisting the feet away from each other so the outer hips are engaged. Roll the lower belly in and out, and soften the back of your heart center. Few yeses and noes through the head, maybe if you're feeling any tension in your upper back or around your throat or jaw. Taking one more breath and exhaling. Inhale, rise up onto your tiptoes and walking forwards to the top of your mat. Lengthen and exhale and fold. Root down, inhale, rise all the way up, stand, and exhale, and bring the hands down in front of the heart. We're going to come into a little vinyasa flow in a slightly different way now, just to get into the hips a bit more. We're going to be moving round the back, so we begin to shift and change the energy a bit and change our perspective. So let's start with our feet a little wider than hips distance apart. We're going to go down into a full yogic squat, but we're not going to hang out in it for very long. So you may not need your blocks for this. As you inhale, let's circle the arms around and up. And the toes can turn out a little bit if you like. And exhale and come down into yogic squat, Malasana. Inhale, lift the heart towards your thumbs. And then as you exhale, fold out over the legs. Inhale, come up halfway, and let's step the right leg straight back behind you. Good. Inhale, looking forwards, a nice deep lunge. And as you exhale, revolve to the back of your mat and come over your right leg into a deep lunge at the back of your mat. Inhale, the heart moving forwards. And exhale, spinning all the way back around to the front of your mat so you're over your left leg again. Step your left foot halfway back down your mat and out to the left. Come onto your right hand and you're going to turn your feet to the left. So you're on the baby toe edge of your back foot and take your left hand up to the sky with a supported Vashastasana plank position. Good. Inhale there. And then as you exhale, let's bring the left hand down, turn on your feet and turn all the way around to the right side of your mat. So your feet are parallel, nice and wide apart. You can spin the heels in just a little bit and you're going to move from side to side. So bend one knee and walk your hands towards it and then straighten that leg and bend the other side. So you're moving across like a little crab, moving from side to side. Good. Keep the groins and the pubic bone going back, the inner thighs spinning back, the belly lifted and the heart going forwards. Keep your heels on the floor. Good. And you're just going gently from side to side, keeping the pelvis really buoyant. Good. And then next time you come over your left leg. Over your left leg, spin around into a lunge, lower your back knee down to the floor. Inhale, bring the arms up into Sapana Mudra. Good. So the index fingers are pointing up like a steeple, the other fingers are interlaced. Be mindful now of knees. As you inhale, tuck the back toes under, lift the back knee, and then pivot on your feet all the way around to the back of your mat. Good. Lovely. Inhaling there. And then as you exhale, bring the hands down either side of your front foot. And you're going to take your right leg back into a three-legged plank position. Inhale. Lower the foot to the floor. As you exhale, lower all the way down onto your belly. Inhale and rise to cobra. And exhale, taking it back to downward facing dog. Inhale, and let's take right leg to the sky. And exhale, step your right foot forwards between your hands. Good. You're gonna take your right foot about halfway back down your mat, lean on to your left hand. And pivot on your feet and turning open to side plank. Lift the hips up, reach up to the heavens with the top arm. Inhale there, and as you exhale, let's come all the way back around and come to the long side of the mat again. So you're turning all the way around to your left. Good. And Skandasana again, from side to side. The heels can turn out, so the knees are going towards the toes. Keeping the pelvis nice and buoyant. And if you want to, you can do this without the help of your hands. Mm-hmm. So you're just moving from side to side. Let your arms be a little bit creative, like seaweed in the ocean, flowing from side to side, just using the strength of your legs. Good. And then next time you come over your left leg. You're going to turn over your left leg. Inhale and rise all the way up. Good. Then as you exhale, take your hands down and take your left leg into three-legged plank. Up dog the chest and then take it back into three-legged down dog. Inhale there. And as you exhale, let's step the foot through between the hands. Inhale and rise all the way up, crescent lunge. Good. And then as you exhale, let's turn all the way around over the back leg, facing the back of your mat, and crescent lunge. Inhale there, and as you exhale, let's take the hands all the way down to the floor. Good. And you can walk your right foot slightly back down, halfway down your mat, and turn to your right, onto your left palm, and reach your right hand to the sky, so the side Vashastasana once again. Good. Inhale there, and as you exhale, bring the hand down, turn all the way to the long edge of your mat, all the way around to the other side, Skandasana side to side. Good. And then next time you come over your right leg, you're going to come into crescent lunge over your right leg. So swivel on the ball of your back foot and rise all the way up, Sipana Mudra. And then as you exhale, let's bring the hands down either side and take the right leg back behind us into three-legged plank. Up dog the chest, so move the heart forwards, but don't sink your hips down. That's it. And then stepping back into downward facing dog. So just step all the way back into down dog. Rise up onto the balls of your feet and walk your feet towards your hands. Good. Inhale and lengthen. Exhale and folding in. Inhale and rise all the way up to stand. And exhale, the hands come down in front of the heart. Step your feet a little bit wider than hips distance. We're going to go all the way around again. So as you inhale, circle the arms around and up. Exhale, coming down to sit into Malasana, into a squat. That's it. Nice. Inhale, lift up your heart, lengthen your tail. And exhale, fingers to the floor, turn the toes and the knees forward as you fold out over your legs. Inhale and come up halfway and step your left leg straight back behind you into a big lunge. Good. And then reverse, spin all the way around into the center of the room. Good, over the leg. Good. Great, all the way around, that's it, all the way facing me, all the way into a lunge, that's it, great. And then let's go all the way back again, all the way back. Good, just getting the hips to work, great. Take an in-breath, and then you're going to step your right foot halfway down your mat, beyond to your left palm, and then turn to your right and open into side plank, that's it. Make sure that your right knee and your right toes are moving the same direction. Good. Inhale there. And then as you exhale, let's revolve all the way around to the long edge of your mat. Legs nice and wide. Toes out, heels in. And Skandasana again with the use of your hands or without. And on this cycle, my friends who want to get a little bit deeper can come all the way down and spin the leg that's straight up towards the ceiling. So the knee and the toes and the kneecap go up. And then you're going across to the other side. Just using the strength of your legs. Good. Okay. And then next time you come over your right leg, you're going to spin into a lunge over that leg. Lift the back heel and rise up with your arms in Sipana Mudra. So it's crescent lunge with Sipana Mudra. Inhale there. And as you exhale, spin on your feet and come over your back leg. So you turn all the way around to the front of your mat. Lift the back heel up. Good. Sit down into a big lunge. Lengthen the tail. Inhale. And as you exhale, all the way back around again. Good. Inhale there. And then as you exhale, take the hands down either side of that right leg and take your right leg back into a three-legged plank. Good. Up dog the chest. And then as you exhale, lower the foot, lower both knees, and lower all the way down to your belly. Inhale and rise to cobra, shoulders on the back, legs super strong, toenails down. And exhale, pressing back into downward facing dog. Let's take left leg to the sky. And as you exhale, step your foot halfway up your mat and out to the side.
And you're going to spin to your left and open into side plank. Good. Inhale there, and as you exhale, all the way around to the other side of your mat and Skandasana from side to side again onto the other side. That's it. And your depth of Skanda. So whatever feels good for you in your hips, in your hamstrings. But try to keep your pubic bone going back and your heart moving forwards, but with some support in your belly. Great. Good. And then next time you come over your right leg again, you're going to come up again into a crescent lunge and take the arms up into Sapana Mudra. Inhale there, and as you exhale, let's take the hands down and let's take that leg back into three-legged plank. Plug the shoulders, up dog the chest, and then take it straight up into three-legged dog. Inhale, and then as you exhale, let's bring the foot all the way forwards between the hands. Inhale and come all the way up into crescent lunge. Inhale there, and as you exhale, let's take the hands down and turn all the way around to your left and Skandasana over to the left again. Good. Great. And then turning all the way over your right leg. And taking the right leg back into a plank position, three-legged plank. And then stepping the foot to the floor and back into downward facing dog. Inhale and rise to the balls of the feet. And then stepping up to the top of your mat. Lengthening and exhale and folding inwards. Inhale, rise all the way up to stand. And exhale the hands down in front of the heart. Let's take the feet a little bit wider apart than the hips. Feeling a little bit warmer now. Take the hands over the heart space. And as you inhale, open to receive your intention. And as you exhale, draw your intention into your heart, fire hands back to the heart. Inhale, expanding, opening the heart fire. And exhaling, drawing your intention to the heart. And once more like that, breathing in. And breathing out. Inhale, expand and take your weight to your right leg. Bend the right leg and lift the left leg all the way up and over. And you can come into eagle legs. So either hooking the toes, squeezing the thighs, or resting on your tiptoes. Bring your left arm underneath and eagle arms. Elbows lift. Forearms move away from the face. Keep tucking the outer left hip back. Some friends can dive deep into their little eagle nest if you like. And then as you inhale, slowly rise up, clear vision. Open the arms, open the legs, wide like a star. And switch it to the other side. Take the weight to the left leg, bend the left knee, and wrap your right leg over the top. Right arm underneath. Keep tucking the outer right hip back, squeezing the thighs. You can go low into your little nest. Eyes clear and steady on a point. Inhale and rise. Opening all the way out. And exhale, bring the hands back to your heart. Close your eyes for a moment. Feel the pulsation of the prana moving through you. The distribution of the fire moving and invigorating and awakening all of the cells and particles of your body. Take an in-breath and exhale fully. You can blink open your eyes. Let's take the right leg and take a big step back with our right leg and turn to the long edge of your mat. spin your, take your arms out initially. So use your arms as a little gauge, your ankles underneath your wrists. And then bring your hands down onto your hips, but spin the heels in and the toes out. Circle the arms around and up as you inhale. And as you exhale, bend the knees to the toes, sit into horse stance and bring your hands down through the midline to the fire center. Inhale, straighten legs, arms circle around and up. And exhale, draw down the midline as you sit and lengthen your tail, knees tracking toes. Inhale, around and up. And exhale, drawing in and out. Inhale, circle around and up. And exhale, drawing in and down. Let's take right forearm to right thigh and sweep left arm alongside left ear, just opening the left side body. And then let's take it to the other side. Keep the inner knees moving back as you open the right side body. And then bring the hands to the knees. Try not to stick your butt out too much, but you're going to twist, bringing your left shoulder down to the middle as you press your left knee back. Come back to the center. And twist, bringing right shoulder in, pressing the hand to the inside of your knee. And going back to the other side. Good. And back to the right. And then once more, each side. Coming back to center. Inhale, bring the arms around and up, maybe feeling the fire in your thighs. Sit down. Good. Take an in-breath, standing up. Turn the toes forwards and exhale and fold out over your legs, holding your big toes. Or you can take hands to a block if that feels better for your hamstrings. And then you can pull your big toes forwards and up, flare your elbows out to the side, squeeze the inner thighs together like you're holding a big imaginary ball, and spin your inner thighs to the wall behind you, widening the sit bones and lifting them up as you let the crown of your head release to the floor. Good. Breathing in and breathing out. Good. So really draw the shoulders up into the back by flaring the elbows out. Take an in-breath, and then as you exhale, let's spin all the way around into a lunge over your left leg. Good. And step back into plank position. You're going to swivel your heels to the left, both heels to the left. Take your right hand to the sky. Good. Bring the right hand down, swivel the heels to the right, left hand to the sky. And coming back to center. It press off your toes. You can lower your knees down if you like. Keep the collarbones broad as you exhale. A little bounce, chaturanga. Inhale, press up. Don't sink your hips. And exhale, a little bounce. If you can't bounce, you're going down too far. Inhale, press up. And exhale, a little bounce. And press up. Back to downward facing dog. Inhale, left leg to the sky. Exhale, left foot to the floor. Inhale, right leg to the sky. And exhale, foot to the floor. Inhale, left leg to the sky. And exhale, foot to the floor. Inhale, right leg to the sky. And exhale, knee to right armpit. Inhale to the sky. Exhale, knee to left armpit. Inhale, leg to the sky. And exhale, knee to the navel. Step your foot all the way through between your hands. Swivel your back heel down. Heel arch alignment. Straighten your right leg. Trikonasana. Take your left hand to the sky. Turn your top palm forwards to the crown of your head. And a couple of big arm circles with that top left arm. So circling towards the crown, down towards the floor, back towards your left hip and up to the sky. and feeling in your body where you can feel the opening space. Great. And next time your left arm circles back towards your hip, you can reach up to the sky, or you can just lay your arm on your hip, look down, bend your right knee. Step your right fingers forwards and hop up into Ardha Chandra, half moon. Keep the outer right hip moving back. Keep your left leg strong, the kneecap and the toes turning to the left. You can reach up with your left hand. Some friends can bend both knees and squeeze your left heel towards your left sitting bone. Take the thigh bone back more, and then squeeze the shoulders on the back and kick the heel away, keeping the lower belly drawing in and up. Good, into a little chapasana. Inhale and radiate, let go if you were having a little chapa moment there. And then stepping back into Trikonasana. Good. Inhale, pull yourself all the way up. And exhale, bend the front knee, Virabhadrasana 2. Inhale, reverse warrior. And exhale, Parsvakonasana, right forearm to thigh or right hand to the outside of right foot. Inhale, reverse warrior. And exhale, cartwheel the hands down, pivot on the ball of the back foot and bring your left knee down to the floor. Inhale there, and as you exhale, rock the hips back and fold out over the right leg into Ardha Hanuman. So keep digging your right heel down, spreading your toes and pressing all four corners of the right foot forwards as you drag the heel back to you. And then draw the tailbone in, the lower belly in and up, and move your heart forwards as you fold and bow in a little bit more. Breathing in. And breathing out. Inhale and coming forwards into a lunge to release the right hamstrings. And then let's take right leg back into three-legged plank. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, right foot halfway up your mat and out to the right. Turn your feet to the right side, Vashastasana once again as supported. Bring your top palm alongside your ear. And then sweep it along the horizon back towards your right hip. Inhale, sweep the arm forwards. And exhale, take it back along the horizon. One more, inhale, sweep. And exhale, take it back. Bring the hand forward, squeeze your right knee to your navel in plank position. And then shoot your right leg underneath you out to the left, onto the baby toe edge of that foot. Come on to the big toe edge of the back foot, left hand to the sky, fallen triangle. Inhale and exhale, downward facing dog. Good. Are we having fun yet? Let's take left leg to the sky. Inhale and exhale. Let's bring knee to left armpit. Inhale to the sky, radiate from your fire center. And exhale to your right armpit. Inhale to the sky and exhale to your navel. Good. Step the foot forwards between the hands. Anchor the back heel, heel and arch, finding Trikonasana. So really open up and let the expansion across your heart be your goal. Does not matter if your left hand is down on the floor or not, but your left leg is straight. That's good. Drawing the floating ribs down, and then with your top arm, turn your palm towards the crown of your head, and begin to make top arm circles. That's it. That's it. Okay. Great. Lovely. And then next time your arm comes back towards your hip, you can lay it there, look down, bend your left knee and walk your left fingers forwards and hop up into half moon. Good. And that's it. Great, use a block by all means. Good. Turn your turn your right knee, your right toes to the right. Keep tucking your outer left hip back more. And for some friends who want a little bind there, bend both knees. Squeeze your right heel into your butt. Seal the heel and your sitting bone. And then roll the knee back. So the thigh, the right thigh is facing. Good. Keep the knee down at the same height as the hip. Good. And then bring the thigh back. That's it. And step back into Trikonasana, triangle pose. Good. Take an in breath and then exhale there. Inhale, pull yourself all the way up and sit down into warrior two, looking over your left fingers. And then as you exhale, reverse warrior. Inhale there, and as you exhale, forearm to thigh or hand to the outside, pause Vakonasana, side angle, hand to the outside of the left foot.
Outside.
Good. Inhale, and pull yourself all the way up, reverse warrior. Good. And as you exhale, cartwheel the hands down, pivot on your back foot, we're finding half split. So lower the back knee to the floor, whoops, rock your hips back. Good. Dig the heel down, spread the toes, drag the foot towards you, widen out the outer hip, and then scoop the tailbone in and lower belly up, and then folding, reaching the heart forwards, and breathing. Breathing in, and breathing out. Good. Inhale there, and as you exhale, let's release the hamstring. And come back to plank position with your left leg lifted. Up dog the chest. Good. And then step your left foot halfway up your mat and out to the left. Turn to your left and take your left hand up to the sky. Lay your left arm alongside your hip. And as you inhale, sweep the top arm alongside the ear and then take it back along the horizon. Keep spinning your right eye of the elbow forwards for stability and pressing the floor away as you sweep your top arm. Good. And then bringing the hand to the floor, squeeze your knee to your navel, and then shoot your left leg underneath you to the right and open out into fallen triangle, taking right hand up to the sky. Well done, everybody. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, take your left leg all the way back up to the sky, three-legged dog. And exhale, lower the foot to the floor. Inhale, coming forwards to the top of a push-up, and then lower your knees down, rock your hips back to over your knees, toes tuck under, Anahata Asana. Lower belly lifts in and up, heart and forehead to the floor. Good. So soften your ribs back, even as the heat is building, and we're not done yet. Yahoo! Good. Slither all the way onto your belly now. Don't get too comfy though. Bring your heels into your butt. Reach back, find your ankles. Now, my friends who are pretty flexible in the shoulders, you can hold onto the inside of your foot. So that you're holding on to the inner ankle rather than the outer ankle. Yeah.
Huh? Sorry?
Too sweaty. Okay. Let's press the thighs down. Press the ends of your knees down and kick your heels away and lift your heart fire up away from the floor. Good. Shift the weight back onto your thighs. Keep rocking it back as the heart lifts up, up, up. Good. The more you squeeze your legs together, the better. Good. And then exhale and release and lower. We're going to do one more just like that. So you can either stick with that, or I'm going to offer you an option as well to do something else. So, and the option, well, you can have the option to rest. That's always there. That goes without saying. But I am going to give you another variation of Dhanurasana, boat pose, for those friends who want it. What was that? You will step there back then. Okay. Let's squeeze the heels back into your bum. Now this time, even if you can take hold of your inner ankles, don't. Hold the outer ankles. And then we're going to press the knees down, kick the heels away, flex or point your feet, or do something with your feet so that they're energized. And then draw your heart up away from the floor. Good. And some friends, you can just stay there for a few breaths and hold it. Other friends, take both hands onto your right ankle and extend your left leg straight back and up. That's it. Kick the heart up more. Great. And then switch it up. Squeeze your left heel back in. Both hands to your left ankle. Straighten out your right. Lifting up. Good. Then squeeze both heels in. Squeeze them in. Lift up, up, up with the heart fire. Woo! And exhale to the floor.
Good.
Nice big sigh.
Good. Well done. Well done.
Let's bring the hands in alongside the heart, and let's take a little mini cobra, all of us all together. You can take the hands wider apart if that feels good across your heart, but just really rising. Use your legs, strong, strong legs. Elbows are coming in though. Good. Shoulders down a little bit more, Karen. That's it. Beautiful. And exhale, and let's press it back downward facing dog. One more little sequence. Okay. Let's take an in-breath and rise up onto your tiptoes and step up to the top of the mat. Lengthen. Exhale and fold. Inhale and sit down into Utkatasana, chair pose. And exhale, hands to the heart and twisting to your right. Keep the outer left hip going back, knees together. Inhale to the center. And exhale, twisting to your left. Inhale to the center and rise up onto your tiptoes into Tadasana. One little standing flame of the heart fire. And then exhale, release the heels. And as the arms circle around, let's bring the left knee up into the chest. Hug it up. Take the right thigh bone back. And then leave the leg there and take the arms up to the sky. Inhale, and as you exhale, step straight back into crescent lunge. Lengthen the tailbone, inhale, and exhale, twisting to your right. Back leg nice and strong. Feel the alignment between your back heel, tail, and crown. Inhale, look down as you exhale. Reach your left fingers forwards in front of your left shoulder, your right hand onto your sacrum. And hop up, we're taking revolved half moon. So left heel at the same height as your hips, stretch back. And then take your right hand up to the sky, revolving from your belly to the right. Good. Inhale, radiate right from your fire center. And exhale, step it back, top of a push-up. Inhale and lower all the way as you exhale to your belly. Let's bend the left knee, make a little shelf. Keep the hands in cobra position. The heads of the arm bones lifting away from the floor. Chin or forehead down. Then take your right leg onto the top of your little shelf of your left leg. So it's a Salabhasana locust variation. You can stay there or you can take your hands away and take Sapana Mudra, pointing your index fingers to your right toes. And make sure you're breathing as you do that. Great.
If you've got a little Sapana Mudra thing going on, you're going to release that now and bring your hands alongside your chest. And then we're going to roll all the way around to the right. So rolling to your right and pressing yourself all the way up. And then you should land in some way so that you've got your left leg onto the top. Is that right? And your right leg underneath. And then we're going to take a little twist around to the left. Yeah. So twisting towards your bent knee. Yeah, there we go. Good. Depends how you landed there. And then let's unravel, come back to the center. So it's likely that you might be spinning away from me now.
bring your legs around it just in front of you. It doesn't matter where you land on your mat. And hug your knees into your chest into a little cosmic egg. Good. We're going to go down in a minute like a little canoe, and we're going to do 20 Kapalabhati with Sapana Mudra hands in front, okay? So take an in-breath, and then as you exhale, shoot your legs out, but don't let your heels or shoulder blades touch. Reach a little Charlie's Angels Mudra towards your toes. And 20 Kapalabhati, breathing in, and off we go. Inhale, hug in. Good. And exhale, make your way over downward facing dog. Take your way back to the front of your mat. Good. Inhale, step up to the top of your mat. Lengthen. And exhale and fold. Inhale and sit down into Utkatasana. Chair pose. And exhale, twisting to your left. Inhale to center. And exhale, twisting to your right. Inhale, center, and rise onto your tiptoes. Strong in your fire center, and exhale, lower the heels. As the hands come down, let's bring right knee up into the chest, hug it in. Lengthen the tail, take the left thigh bone back a little bit. And then no hands, fingers to the sky. And let's take the right leg and step straight back. Inhale to crescent lunge, and exhale, let's take a twist to the left. You're taking the left hip back a little bit, hugging it in and back. Inhale, as you exhale, look down. Bring your left hand to your sacrum, right fingers in front, and hop up into revolved half moon. Good. Left hand to the sky. Great, everybody. So, Yvonne, switch your hands around. That's it. Yeah, there we go. Inhale. And then as you exhale, let's bring the hands down. Step back, top of a push-up. Lower all the way to your belly. Good. Bring your left heel, right knee in to make a little shelf now. And then take your left leg on to the top. Your little locust variation. So keep the heads of the arm bones lifted. Good. That's it. Great, everyone. Some friends are going to just stay there. Some other friends, if you can balance their little Sapana Mudra with your index fingers reaching towards your tippy toes. Very nice. Still breathing. And then if you have the Sapana Mudra, you're going to release your hands down by your sides. And then we're going to roll to our left. So, roll to our left. That's it. Good. And then as you come up, okay, so we've got the my right leg on top now.
Yeah, that's right.
Although if you've rolled onto somebody else's mat, that's okay. I'm sure they won't mind. Let's twist around towards your bent knee. So it's a little half spinal twist. As long as you're going a different way than you went before and you're twisting to your top knee, then that's okay. Take an in-breath, and then as you exhale, let's unravel, come around, hug into a little cosmic egg. Here we go again, round two. Little Charlie's Angels Mudra, and then into canoe. And 20 Kapalabhati. Good, squeezing in. And back around, downward facing dog. We really have reached the peak now. So this is the last little thing before we hit the floor. So as you hover in your downward facing dog, you are going to bring your right foot halfway up your mat and out to the right. Now some friends are just going to pivot to their right and take the weight onto the left hand and just do the half Vashisthasana that we've been working with a lot tonight. Other friends, you can pivot and you can take hold of your ankle and you can bring it up into a little tree variation. Other friends can take a hold of the big toe and start to extend the leg all the way up. Good, lift the hips up. If you've got the big toe, you're going to keep it. We're going to swivel to the front of the mat and slide into Hanumanasana. There we go. That's it. Good. And then back we go into downward facing dog. Yeah. Good. Well done. Good. Okay, we're going to do the same little thing on the other side. So let's take left foot to the sky. And step your left foot halfway up your mat. So we're going to go on to the right hand. And so your choice, you're going to do that supported Vashisthasana, a little tree variation, or hold your big toe and extend that leg up. Lift the hips, bring the pubic bone forwards a little bit, tailbone forwards, good. And then you're going to pivot around and breathe. You've got the big toe straight, literally straight into the lid. I almost had to close my eyes. Okay, well done, well done. Good. And then back into downward facing dog. Great. Just a little downward dog. And then you thought it was never coming. Child's pose. Good. So some friends, you might just want to hang out here now. I've got one more little arm balancing offering that you can take or leave. My guess is that most of you are going to be leaving. But that's okay too. So just really honour your own heart flame. And if this is what you need to rest right here, then that's great. We're kind of on the way down now. So if anyone does want a little extra arm balancing fun, you're just going to roll yourself. Good. Extend your legs out front. And you're going to bring your right knee towards you. And initially, just catch hold of the foot and with both hands. And you're pressing your foot into your hands as you're pulling your foot and your knee towards you. And as you do that, then you can come up out of your slump. So lengthen your tail down, draw your lower belly back, and lengthen up. Stage one. So some friends are going to stay right here. You can still be hanging in child's pose if you need that. Other friends now are going to take a hold of the foot and draw it back. So draw the knee back to the outside of your ribs and back to the wall behind you. I like to take my seat back as well. So just draw the hip all the way back. And that's stage two. So keep your left leg active. Stage three, you're going to take your shin onto your shoulder, but roll the flesh of your calf towards your upper arm and shoulder and hook it on there. And squeeze the arm. Place the hands down on the floor and then lift. Good. And lower. Good. Now my leg is just sliding down my sweaty shoulder. So if you've got that, you can then crisscross your left ankle onto your right. Press down and lift. Squeeze your legs straight. And come forwards. Good. And come up and lower. Good. Same, other side. Right leg extends. Draw your left knee in. Use a bit of leverage to get the spine long from the get-go. Stage one, staying right here and working with that, particularly if you're a little slumpy. You need to get the spine long before you go on. So you've got the strength of your lower belly. If you're on from there, you take the back, the leg back, the hip back, like a little bow. And then you bring it up. Good. Squeeze the leg and the arm together, hands down, and lift. And lower. Good. And then that Asavakrasana variation, squeezing the ankles. And really feel like you're wanting to pull the ankles apart, but you're not, they're super glued. And then press down and squeeze, straighten, and a little tip. And up and lower. Good. Okay. onto your back. Let's bend the knees. Let's drop the knees open to the side. Soles of the feet together. Rest your right hand onto your belly, your left hand onto your heart. Feel the pulse, your rhythm. The asana, a practice of perfect opportunity to connect to the prana, to that which is moving us, to that which is breathing us, and connecting to the prana that illuminates and stokes our heart fire. And just enjoy the feeling of being alive in your body, the shimmering particles of energy, feeling the inner vibrancy, the inner glow. Recalling your intention for your practice, that stuff that you wanted to offer up to the fire. And letting each breath now be an offering of that intention to your heart fire. Asking that the radiance of your inner sun burns up all that you no longer need, and illuminates your intuitive center to guide you onwards. As the breath slows down, you can just help your knees back to the center. Bless you. And bring yourself into happy baby pose. So hands hooking onto the feet, onto the baby toe edges of the feet if you can, but the arms are kind of on the inside. The arms are on the inside of the knees, and your forearms across your shins. And any variation that feels nice for you is good here. So it could be swaying. It could be using your knees like little pistons. It could be using your feet a bit like a steering wheel so that you're massaging around, circling around on your lower back. So whatever feels nice for you. But be aware of your collarbones and your heart space. And see if you can keep your collarbones nice and wide. The shoulders moving deeper into the back. And balancing the tip of the chin and the eyebrow center so that the throat is soft, the neck is long. And after you've settled here, if there's anything else that you feel that your body is calling for, then take a few moments to honor that. And when you feel satisfied, you can bring yourself down into Shavasana. And as you come into Shavasana, your knees can be bent with the feet as wide as your mat and the knees dropping into touch. Or your legs can stretch out. Take your heels a bit wider than your hips. Let your toes roll out to the side. Your hands can connect with your belly and your heart, or you can take your arms away from the sides of your body. Take a breath in through the nose. Then a nice swaha breath out of your mouth. Let it go. And a couple more times like that, breathing in and then out. And breathing in and out. Feel your bones, your organs becoming heavy, descending to the floor. feel the weight of your legs, the weight of your pelvis, your ribs, your shoulders, your arm bones. Feel the back of the head, all sinking into the support of the floor. The body fully connected with the earth beneath you. Allow your front body to begin to rest into the support of your back body, space around the organs, around your belly. Begin to visualize right in your center a golden bright sun, radiating right from your center, illuminating every single cell of your being. Soften your throat, your jaw. Soften around the eyes, particularly around the eyebrow center. Soften across the forehead. And with each exhalation, let go a little more. Rest in your solar center, the fire of transformation around the solar plexus and the heart flame. Rest there. Relax. Om Bhuvasvaha Tat Savito Vareniyam Bhago Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yo Prachodayat. Om Bhuvasvaha Tat Savito Vareniyam Bhago Dhimahi Diyo Yo Prachodayat. Om Bhuvasvaha Tat Savito Vareniyam Bhago Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yo Prachodayat. May the ancient prayer of the Gayatri Mantra ask that the radiance of the sun illuminate our hearts and minds
and guides us onwards with clarity, insight, and vision. Beginning to slowly reconnect to your body now. And as you merge back into your physical layer, noticing how you feel, noticing how your breath is moving, notice any feelings, sensations, emotions that arise out of your heart flame. And then slowly beginning to make gentle movements with your fingers and toes, your arms and legs. You can stretch, yawn, sigh, merge back in a way that feels good for you. And when you're ready, let's bring ourselves around and up to sit. Take your time. Bring the hands into Anjali in front of your heart flame. Holding your intention into your heart flame. And to close our practice, let's chant together the pranava om just one time with a dedication of peace afterwards. Taking a breath in together. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Peace, peace, peace. And may the light in me honor and bless the light in you. Namaste.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.